Yeah, Cardinals and Bears Sunday, Soldier Fields. Cardinals try to improve on their NFL best 9-2 record. Here to talk about things from the Chicago perspective, from 670 The Score in Chicago. He's a co-host of the Mully and Haas Show on 670 The Score. Mike Mulligan, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Mike, good morning to you, sir.
Vince, good morning. And Dan, my God, good life to you, sir. Did you know, Vince, I think is it the Hindus or the Buddhists? Somebody, they believe there are 50 men working behind the scenes for the good of humanity. I'm convinced that Dan is one of them.
Wow. That's the most glowing.
Mully, you are the best.
The most glowing compliment I've heard in all my years of working with Bick. Mike, I gotta say this
so
before
ridiculous.
We get started. We recently made the transition from middays to morning, so our show starts at 6 a.m. I felt better about my life quality when I looked up your show on 670 The Score. You guys start at 5 a.m. That's just cruel and unusual, man.
Yeah, it's a bit rough, but you know, it's so predictable in Chicago. Today we had it's Marcus Day, right? You got Notre Dame hiring Marcus Freeman. You got Marcus Stroman signing with the Cubs. And we start the show, and we got three Bears calls.
Of course. Chicago, of course. What has this season been like in the context of this Sunday's game? Because there's been a lot of noise about the Bears and that head coach and the quarterback situation. What has this been like?
I got to tell you, Dan, I mean, and you are from here, and you know, growing up here, I've never seen a guy get a worse ride than Matt Nagy. You know, it's extraordinary how this thing has deteriorated. And it's been, when we look back on this season, it's been unbelievable. But, like, they lost to Baltimore in the last seconds of the game, and the crowd at Soldier Field is chanting, "Fire Nagy, fire Nagy." The Bulls play, and the crowd starts chanting, "Fire Nagy, fire Nagy." The Blackhawks are playing, "Fire Nagy." Poor Matt Nagy's son is playing a high school football game.
Yes.
"Fire Nagy."
Oh, no.
To me, the topper is Illinois at Champaign playing Notre Dame, and Brian Kelly has left. The crowd starts chanting, "Hire Nagy." For Irish football to be ruined.
That is great.
All right, so a follow-up on that, and being in Chicago as long as you've been and in tune with everything that's gone on, where would you place Matt Nagy on the all-time hit list among Chicago sports fans in terms of unpopularity?
Well, he's very unpopular right now, and I think we have social media and we have a lot going on that was never out there before. And I think the problem has been, you know, he has sort of these word salad answers sometimes when he's asked a question, and he's just a positive person. He's actually a really good guy, but his response isn't so much football coach as it is kind of like, you know, gosh, wouldn't it be great if, like, we got on a streak and we started, you know, winning games, and then we won a bunch of games, and then we played the lottery and we won $100 million, and then we went out and signed another play. It's just like, oh, my God, what is this guy saying? There's nothing coherent. And it's, you know, the offense has been extraordinarily bad since he arrived. They hired this guy because he was the Andy Reid School of Football. He was going to come in. He was going to put healing hands on Mitchell Trubisky, and they can't score touchdowns. They don't score. They cannot score touchdowns, and they haven't for years. He was coach of the year in 2018. In 2019, he lost four consecutive games. In 2020, he lost six consecutive games. This year already, he's lost five consecutive games. And, you know, they finally break out of it by beating the Lions in one of the worst, grindiest, horrible football games I've ever seen. So I don't know what to make of them. And, you know, nobody wants this to continue, and no one wants to watch it. But they're, you know, he was asked about it, like, hey, you're only one game out of the playoffs, technically, even though there were seven teams ahead of you. And the Bears are like 14th in the NFC, and he did his whole, like, it's, if you're a competitor, I mean, it's just extraordinary that you got a chance. Like, you don't have a chance. Four teams, four wins,
wow.
And two of them against Detroit.
Yeah. That, the end of that Lions game. That the end of that Lions game was just comedy genius, and the sight of Matt Nagy and that Lions coach rushing to call dueling timeouts at the end. That was just that game lived up to everything that it was supposed to be, in my opinion. Whatever happened to that report of Matt Nagy getting fired? Was that completely off the wall erroneous?
Well, it was. You know, it was Mark Conkle who won a Pulitzer Prize at the Sun Times. So he had a report. Somebody obviously told him something. He's working for Patch, I think it's called. It's like a suburban newspaper group. So when he, when a guy who's won a Pulitzer puts that out, yeah. I think everybody kind of sits up. But it was totally standard Bears fare. You know, they basically hide in the bunker. They don't respond. Matt Nagy comes out. If you've ever seen a man try to hide behind a baseball cap or a whatever the heck he was wearing, I mean, I've never seen the guy looked. He basically said that it's inaccurate, and then he could not give anyone a guarantee that he would finish the year. The Bears have never fired a coach in season, and so the word was that they were going to fire this guy come Thanksgiving, win or lose. And then George McCaskey spoke to the team before they went to Detroit and told them on Wednesday that there was that wasn't true, that it was a made-up story. There's still a feeling around here that they had planned to do it, but they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Wow.
And then they kind of shifted what they were saying.
Wow.
The difference this year is that there is a new rule that you can actually interview coaches in the last couple weeks of the season if you have an opening. So, therefore, the thinking is they could actually fire a coach in season if they want to get a head start on the next guy. The problem is we don't know how many guys they're going to fire. We don't know if they're going to get rid of the general manager. He literally, I believe he's moved to Sweden and is living under an assumed name. This guy is nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. And he's been here 7 years.
Wow.
And like, you know, blown draft picks and wasted money. It's just, it's extraordinary what's going on here.
Mike Mulligan, 670, The Score in Chicago, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. In terms of the quarterback position, it seems like a weekly soap opera as well. Justin Fields limited yesterday. Andy Dalton limited every week, basically. But what does your gut say on who we see at quarterback on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be, I think today will tell the tale. You know, it was really interesting to me. I think Fields will want to play. I think he's a very tough kid. And I think that, you know, Matt Nagy, there's a certain kind of irony to the whole thing. His best bet on keeping his job, far-fetched as it may seem, would be playing Justin Fields and watching him improve. And he had a really good second half in a game against the Steelers. And then, you know, they end up having a bye week. They lost the game, obviously, but they had a bye week. And so he kind of lost some momentum, and then he gets hurt with this rib injury in the first half against Baltimore. So he wasn't able to play. They played Baltimore on Sunday, and then they played the Thursday for Thanksgiving. So then they found out he does have some cracks in his ribs. They don't know how long they've been there or what. You know, what that means. There's nothing on the x-ray, nothing on a CAT scan, but they did an MRI because he was still feeling pain and they noticed some of these cracks. So cracked ribs different, you know, didn't Gronk miss like 3 weeks? So,
yeah.
You know, it's very difficult to tell. I think if he can practice today, the best thing would be starting him. But Matt Nagy, like all he cares about is his scheme. He could really open up his playbook with the red, I think we're calling him the red squirt gun these days. It's not a rifle.
Mully, it is so great to hear your voice, man. You and I have got so much history together. I miss you terribly, brother. You be well, man.
All right, buddy. God bless you. Vince, I envy you working with that man.
Again, first time I've ever heard that.
No, come on. You can hear the sarcasm dripping out of his voice.